13th turnover for Sandusky tonight. Into the corner to Devin Finkel. One dribble, not sure what to do there.
Hey, you don't want a reflex dribble.
And over to Ryan Seaman. Gets a screen from Finkel, dribbles to his left, goes down the left side of the lane, and he is fouled. And they're going to say this one is on the floor. Upper Beach ball underneath their own hoop. Foul goes against Jack Sheridan. That's his first, team's fourth. 4:52 left in the fourth quarter. It's a six-point ball game. Sandusky 38, Harbor Beach 32. Harbor Beach trying to cut that down. Brendan Shedd gets the bound pass. Back up to Josh Shelke. Goes down the right side of the lane. Spins, jump shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Brendan Shedd. That one's put up, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the fifth team foul against Sandusky. Ball goes against number 11, Jared Bender. That's his third. Two more to give there. At the free throw line, Brendan Shedd shooting two. Did not play last year. Back out in varsity squad this year. Has not attempted a free throw tonight, nor has he scored. This one's off the back of the iron. Harbor Beach now 2-for-11 from the free throw line. For somewhere right around 18%.
I'll tell you. 2-for-11, I can find out real quick.
Brendan Shedd's second free throw. This one is good.
Well, it's better than 18 now.
3-for-12. More Harbor Beach from the free throw line. Now it's a five-point ball game, 38-33, 4.5 to play in regulation. Jared Bender going down the right side of the lane, spins inside. This one's in for two. Very easy layup for him. He has eight, back out to seven-point game. Ryan Seaman, top of the key, dribbling into a double team. And we have a held ball in this possession. Arrow is in favor of Sandusky. 4:23 left in the fourth.
It was either that or they're going to call it traveling. So actually, Harbor Beach got a break on that.
Yes, indeed. Sandusky 40, Harbor Beach 33, 4:23 left in regulations. Full court press from Harbor Beach. Gets it into Joe Wenzel, back to Ryan Campbell. Everyone else retreats. Campbell taking his time at the left wing. Now pulls back a little bit, gives it, trying to feed it back to Jared Bender. Finally does, against Brendan Shedd. Jared Bender taking his time, leading by 7 points. Dribbles over to the right wing to Wenzel. Grant Hansen fronting Sauer at the moment. Back to Bender, right wing.
Sandusky's in a delay game right now.
And we have a 30-second timeout called by Tristan Pennington with 3:55 left in the fourth quarter. It's 40 for Sandusky, 33 for Harbor Beach.
Your favorite Amish handyman will never hang up his belt, no matter what season it is. Boreski Siding and Building Repairs can take care of any interior work you still may have. Bathroom remodels, new flooring, interior painting. Let Boreski Siding and Building Repairs finish that honey-do list for you. Before you know it, spring flowers will be popping up again. That means spring cleaning. Call Boreski Siding and Building Repairs today to schedule your new roof, new siding, seamless gutters for the spring. Whatever the job, Boreski can do it all.
This is Derek Boreski. Call me at 989-529-8167. Any job, any time, Boreski's can do it all.
Sandusky coming out with a 30-second timeout. Josh Sauer has it at the top of the key over to Jared Bender. Little off-ball screens going all over the place. Ryan Campbell has it the right wing. Pulls up for the jump shot from 16 feet. This one's smooth. In for two. He has seven. It's back out to a nine-point lead for the Redskins. James Shelke going coast to coast goes against Josh Sauer. And he draws the foul. That'll be the third against Sauer. Team six. Shelke will go to the free throw line for two shots. Has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 10 points. Four in the fourth quarter. In the first matchup against Sandusky, Harbor Beach is James Shelke. Went at the free throw line 7 times, and he made 5. That first free throw, no good. 3-for-13 from the free throw line now. Second free throw upcoming. Harbor Beach doing themselves no favor at the free throw line tonight. The lefty's second free throw, this one's good.
Hard leaning arc on that one.
11 points for Shelke. Full court press coming from Harbor Beach. Jared Bender gets the inbound. 42-34, 3.5 to play in regulation. Harbor Beach is going to have to pull some big stunts here if they want to stay in this one. Jared Bender gets a screen from Sauer, goes the other way, right down the right side of the lane, to inside to Hoig, in for two. He has 5. 10-point game, 44-34. Shelke at the top of the key, nearly stolen away by Campbell. Wide open, Finkel on the right block is fouled and one. And he'll go to the free throw line for one free throw. Foul goes against Cody Hoig, who had a bit of a foul there. We could say that, say the least. Finkel's first points of the night, and this will be his first free throw of the night as well. That is Cody Hoig's first foul, team seventh. So rest of the way out, Harbor Beach shooting 1-1. Free throw from Finkel is good. He has three, and it's back to a seven-point ball game. 44-37. That was big indeed. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Jared Bender against Brendan Shedd. Unlikely cast out there for Harbor Beach right now. Ryan Campbell, right wing. Out of the key to Hoy, trying to feed it into Sauer. Grant Hansen fronting Sauer. Jared Bender, free throw line extended. Jump shot, this one's good. Smooth looking shot from him, he has 10. 9-point lead, and Sandusky steals it, but Joe Wentzel slid with it, and that will be a turnover.
Very nice athletic move by Wentzel.
Most definitely. Seventh turnover for Harbor Beach, 14th for Sandusky. And substitutions coming in. The Yon brothers are moving, checking in, replacing Shedd and Finkel. So out there for Harbor Beach, we have Ryan Seaman, James Shelkey, Grant Hansen, Mason, and Parker Yon.
Time is running out right now. This is going to turn into a foul shooting contest.
2:40 left in the fourth quarter. 46 for Sandusky, 37 Harbor Beach. 9-point game. Grant Hansen left wing, back to Shelkey. Goes down the left side of the lane, goes up off the glass. No good. Rebound Campbell. Harbor Beach needed that one if they wanted to make this a ball game. Ryan Jared Bender against Mason Yon, taking his time, looking at the clock, milking the clock. Now comes back out to midcourt. Mason Yon's there to Ryan Campbell. 2:05 left in the fourth. Hoig, top of the key to Jared Bender, putting it in the icebox now. Dribbling. Nothing there. Back to Ryan Campbell. 1:55 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach has two team fouls, mind you. Ryan Seaman against Joe Wentzel. He goes right past him, over to Hoig, then Sandusky pulls it out again. 1:44 left in the fourth. 9-point game inside the lane. Bender is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Bender has 10 points in the night. This will be his first free throws attempted. Foul goes against number 14, Mason Yon. That's his second, team's third. Sandusky puts no one at the free throw line to accompany Jared Bender. Just four black jerseys. 1:40 left in the fourth. Sandusky 46. First free throw from Bender, no good. Harbor Beach has 37.
Now Bender's too good to let this one go by.
100 seconds remain in regulation. Second free throw. This one's no good as well.
In
rebound, Grant Hansen. Harbor Beach needs some big theatrics now. James Shelkey sets up the offense. And surprisingly, no hurry. Shelkey goes down the left side of the lane, kicks it back out to Parker Yon. Nothing there. Now goes inside the lane. The floater's up off the mark. Rebound Josh Sauer. And I think this one's all but academic at this point.
It pretty much is.
Jared Bender across midcourt, fouled by Mason Yon. That'll be his third, team's fourth. So Sandusky ball on the side. 1:19 left. 46-37, Sandusky by 9. And we have the three amigos coming in for Harbor Beach. Julian Tenerife, Devin Finkel, and Brennan Shedd, replacing Parker and Mason Yon and Ryan Seaman. Offense for defense. Ryan Campbell inbounding for Sandusky. Gets it into Hoig. Hoig back to Campbell. 1:15, in no hurry whatsoever. Starts his dribble, and he's fouled by James Shelkey. That'll be his second, team's fifth. Sandusky ball on the side right at midcourt. Leading by 9 points. Ryan Campbell inbounded. And feeds it into Hoig. Back to Campbell. Against James Shelkey. Tried to pick back him. Nothing there. Bender left wing. 1:05 left in the fourth. And Brendan Shedd refouls Jared Bender. Putting him back to the free throw. That's the sixth team foul. So still fouls to give for Harbor Beach. Brendan Shedd's second personal, team six. Next foul will be one free throw at minimum. Beating it in, and Brendan Shedd nearly steals it away, but Bender has it, and there Brendan Shedd fouls him. So that puts Bender to the free throw line for 1-1.
Almost had a steal, but didn't happen. So the next best thing, foul.
Seven team foul for Harbor Beach. 1:01 left in the fourth quarter. Ryan Seaman will check in for Harbor Beach, as does Parker Yon and Evan Smoglinski this time.
Well, Harbor Beach fouled the right guy because Jared Bender just went to the foul line and shanked two. And here he is at the free throw line again.